I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I love the month of October. Not because it contains Halloween with all its characters and costumes and candy, but because this month is star-studded with the saints. Indeed, even Halloween means the eve of All Holy Ones, the feast day of All Saints. But October itself is the feast of many, many great saints, like the Carmelites, Saint Therese of Lisieux, and Saint Teresa of Avila. Yesterday, October 17th, we honored Saint Ignatius of Antioch, a great bishop and martyr. And tomorrow, we pay homage to the North American martyrs, Saint Isaac Jogues, Jean de Brébeuf, and companions. And today, October 18th, highlights the holiness of Saint Luke, one of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I love learning about the saints because we are learning about our heavenly family. These are not just super holy people that the church urges us to emulate. They are our brothers and sisters in the Lord. They are more our siblings than our own flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. Remember in Matthew 12, verse 50, when people informed Jesus his mother and his brothers were wanting to talk to him, how he replied? We read, "Stretching out his hand toward his disciples, Jesus said, 'Here are my brothers and sister and mother. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother.'" In the liturgical calendar of the year, it is virtually like the church stretches out her hand to these saintly siblings and repeats with Jesus, "Here are my mother and brothers." The saints are our siblings in a more profound and permanent way than our own pedigree, our own family tree. So we should love to learn about their lives. Let me teach you four interesting facts about our saintly sibling, Luke. First of all, he was an evangelist, but not an apostle. Although those roles often overlap, an apostle is sent to preach the gospel, while an evangelist is inspired to write the gospel. Now, Matthew and John had the distinction of being both apostles and evangelists. So don't draw too dark a dividing line between the two. Secondly, the tradition teaches that St. Luke was likely one of the 72 disciples sent by Jesus in pairs to prepare places he intended to visit. I always read Luke chapter 10, our gospel today, when I visit homes to bless them, because that recognizes what St. Luke wrote and what he did. When I bless a home, I imitate my saintly sibling, my older brother Luke. Thirdly, St. Luke has two special talents. He was a painter and he was a physician. According to tradition, Luke was the first to paint icons, the painting of which involved contemplative prayer as much as colorful paints. He is credited with creating the Black Madonna of Częstochowa in Poland, which Pope St. John Paul II highly admired and prayed in front of. In 1932, an Episcopal priest named Gaynor Banks started an organization called the Fellowship of St. Luke that evolved into the International Order of St. Luke, the Physician, an order promoting Christian healing ministry. How beautiful to see St. Luke not only be a sibling of Catholics, but to all Christians. Fourthly and finally, Luke is considered the author of two of the longest books in the New Testament, the Gospel of St. Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. He penned both of them. Combined, Luke-Acts comprises more than 25% of the whole New Testament. St. Luke was an evangelist and writer par excellence, whose personality and pen were perfectly docile and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A great way to get to know our saintly sibling Luke is to read his ample writings. Let me leave you with one last thought. A friend recommended a new book written by Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse called Them, Why We Hate Each Other and How to Heal. Sasse discusses not only the polarization in the body politic in America, but a deeper loneliness that plagues all Americans. We are connected to more people than we have ever been before, and yet we feel more lonely than we have ever been before. I cannot help but suspect that this loneliness is one cause of the spike in opioid addiction and suicides in our country. Sasse's solution is to suggest that people get to know each other in their hometown. The people walking down the street, the people sitting next to you in the church pew, the people shopping in front of you at the grocery store. That sounds like a pretty good solution. And I would only add that we also get to know the saintly siblings who are also standing beside us spiritually, in the streets, in the grocery store, and in church. Everywhere we go, they accompany us. Jesus stretched out his hand to his disciples and said, "Here are my brother and mother and sister." Praised be Jesus Christ.